This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thanks again for joining me on today's show. I keep talking about it and I see the results. We are making some changes within the bowels of this show. You should not see any of the differences, but there may be a glitch or two as we continue to improve the quality and increase the quantity of shows. So please be patient and please continue to share these shows with your friends and family. Today is another day for the how-to show. Today, I'm going to talk about how to take something from your dog's mouth.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you all for tuning in. As I mentioned in today's show, the how-to show, I'm going to talk about how to get something from your dog's mouth. I really do get this question quite often, and I've had to demonstrate that what to do in many situations when a dog does get something it should not have. It's very frustrating for a dog lover when their new dog steals a sock or underwears or shoes or even a baby's toys or kid's toys, and then it's on. Either the game of chase ensues, which is the most common thing, or the dog now challenges the owner to take the thing. I had a dog that went into the deepest recesses under a king-size bed, and I could not reach him. Well, it is very frustrating, so let's pry into this topic right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
So what do you do and what do you not do when you have to remove an object from your dog's mouth? And that's what we're going to talk about today is that moment when he's got something you have to get. Let's say a pill hits the floor or that he really would make him really sick. Or maybe even like with me, I collect pennies and we've talked about how the pennies with zinc in them can make a dog sick. So I want those things off the floor. But if my dog was to get it, I'd really want to get that out of her mouth very quickly. So these are the cases, not just where it's something that a dog has got their bone and you want to take it from them or whatever. We're not going to talk about possessive aggression. I will refer to that episode when we get to something that I'm going to talk about in that sense. And also, we're going to refer to some things that you can do as far as preventative as well as doing what you have to do. But mainly, that's what we're going to talk about today, the do's and don'ts of what you need to do when something actually happens where your dog grabs something that you need to remove from their mouth at that point. So let's first talk about what not to do and maybe what to look for if maybe your dog is being possessive about that object. Number one, don't scream at your dog or hit your dog. Now, if you do this and startle your dog may immediately swallow the object, and that would definitely be detrimental. So you want to be very, maybe more gentle, definitely want to entice your dog to come to you instead of, you know, whatever, because if you get angry at the dog, your dog also may feel the need to protect itself. What I've seen some dogs do is actually respond to the aggression with aggression. So you really do not want to scream or hit your dog, even though that might be your very first instinct or reaction. You want to treat this with a gentle actions from yourself and voice and be calm, especially if it's like medication or things like that. Number two, don't chase your dog. Don't make it a game. Number one, the dog may fear you. Again, from what we talked about earlier, they may, you know, decide to swallow it, or may end up swallowing it inadvertently because you've, you know, created this fear from the dog. Also, they may, the biggest thing of all that I get is that they feel like it's a game. Then it becomes a game. Say a dog grabs a sock, and then, you know, your kid screams at the dog and yells and starts chasing the dog, and you start chasing the dog, and the dog's all over the place, you know, trying to play the game of keep away with that item. So don't chase your dog either. It's better for your dog to want to come to you. And be very careful. Watch your dog's body language. Learn how to tell. And I've got very many episodes on learning your dog's body language and things like that. Learn how to tell when your dog is tense or upset or a little bit scared. And if you start to see these signs from your dog, you should be aware, and you have to turn your aggression or your anger into something better. Now, what you should do when your dog has these things, when your dog grabs this thing, and what do you need to do? How can you get it from your dog? So let's say that you can get your dog to come to you, or you're able to, you know, get your dog and physically hold your dog. The first thing that you might want to do is physically open your dog's mouth. Now, I did this in episode 203 just recently about how to give your dog a pill. And one of these things that we talked about is very similar in this situation of giving your dog a pill. If you take your dog from over the top, usually with my right or left hand, I'll cover my dog's eyes and I pinch at the skin behind in the very back of the dog's jaw. Now, just like in a human, it's the bottom part of the jaw that moves. The top part is connected to their head, so it doesn't move. So what you want to do is like actually point your dog's head straight up in the air and then pinch that skin underneath the teeth. Now, they don't want to bite down on their own skin, so you don't actually have to put your fingers in there. I know most times when I do it, my fingers end up going in there, but typically they're not going to bite down on their own skin. So their mouth will open. You're able to reach in and grab that item out. And at this point, you do want to have their head straight up. It's a lot easier for them to open their mouth in that position. Remember, physically, you want to do this tenderly, not aggressively, not angrily. I know that that's going to be your first, you know, feelings, you know, when this happens. And a lot of times that reaction, that attention tends to be just attention, kind of like a kid that keeps getting in trouble just to get attention. Sometimes I've seen where dogs just pick up stuff. I've actually seen a dog go into a room, get a shoe or something, and bring it to the owner just because that's when they know they're going to get attention, is when the dog has something it shouldn't have. So, and you're teaching your dog to get attention that way when you yell at it, chase it, play the game, things like that. So the other thing, and again, this is another one that can actually be taken the wrong way if you do this often, is trade the dog with an item of higher value. So if the dog got, you know, a piece of food, it's going to be very tough. Maybe they are more toy driven, so a ball or a rope might be better trade for the dog. But if it's like a pill or maybe a piece of jewelry or a sock or something like that, food is definitely a good trade value. And again, you got to get the dog to drop that item, and you want to praise the dog when they drop it and then give them the treat. Even if you have to pry the dog's mouth open, I always suggest to have a treat close by or at least go get one right after the case, so the dog does get the treat afterwards. Now, remember, again, this is one of those things where, because this is such a high value item, the dog will get used to getting that thing. And sometimes, and I've even heard people go, you know, when the dog escapes, they just go get food and put it in a bowl, and the dog starts to think, well, I want to escape so I can get this treat or get this food. And that is something that you can teach the dog. So you got to kind of be careful of that, that you're not actually teaching that the dog to create that habit. The big thing, and I taught this, and if I have time today, I'm actually going to go through the process of it as well, is to teach your dog to drop it. That would be your third thing that you could do, is just teach your dog to drop that item. Now, just so you know, leave it and drop it are not the same thing. There are a lot of people that teach a dog to leave it. Well, in that case, you actually have to be there when you see your dog making a choice or going after something they're not supposed to have. You have to be there to tell them to leave it and to teach that command, leave it. And I might do that. And I looked through some of my shows and I can't recall where I actually taught leave it. I have taught drop it. Like I said, in episode 52, it's called Right Choice at the Right Time. And I do go through the homework of drop it. And it's very different, because leave it is don't go after it. Drop it is to drop it once the dog has it in their mouth. And if we have time, I'm going to go over that. I'm just going to talk about some things that have happened in the past. I actually got a call from Eric, who is the producer of the show, and his dog was being watched by their parents. They were out of town, and the dog had gotten something in its mouth, and they weren't able to get it out of the mouth. So they actually called me to go over. His dog had literally gotten a bone, and this is where I suggest, like with bones, that you don't get the round ones that have the big hole in it, especially if it's bigger than the dog's mouth. But it had gotten the bone caught behind the teeth, and this was not being removed. They literally had to go take it to the vet and have it medically sawed off of the dog's mouth. I think they actually had to cut it in like two different places. It was so stuck on there. It wasn't detrimental to the dog by any means, and I definitely saw how the dog did it. So when I was trying to take this out of the dog, I was actually hurting Tucker when I was trying to take it out of his mouth. And so they did end up having to go. And we've had that talk many times afterwards, and he definitely doesn't get those types of bones, and I don't get those types of bones either. I've actually seen Oz do that with a couple of other different types of toys. It was big enough that it was easy to remove, but he just jammed it in a way where he had caught himself in one hole and was trying to push with the other and just kept pushing it on there. Once I got his paw out, we were able to get it out of his mouth. But those type of hard toys with the holes in them, they can actually get caught in their mouth. And these are times that, you know, obviously you can't teach your dog to drop it. It's jammed in there. So kind of be aware of the types of things that you have around your house. You know, I've seen articles and read some articles about making sure your house was tidy and that things were removed. And, you know, I'm not to that. I'm really about my dog understanding what's theirs that they can chew on and have, and then what's mine and they can't chew on. And that's a big goal of mine, is to teach them what they can and can't have. Leave it and drop it are very good tools for both of those things. Well, I do have some time, so I'm actually going to go through the homework of teaching a dog to drop it. Again, this is on episode 52, if you want to go there and listen to that episode. It's a really good episode, and we just use that part as the homework, but I'm going to teach it as the homework here. I also had another episode that I would really refer to you guys as well. It's episode 084 or episode 84, and it's about the possessive dog. I didn't get into aggression here and possession here. This one is more about a dog that's going to be going to allow you to get around near its mouth, not be possessive about that item. It is called The Possessive Dog, or Placating the Possessive Dog, I believe. And like I said, it's 084, and it's definitely something that you guys can go to and listen to if your dog's being possessive about the items that they're, or food or anything that they're having. This is a very different way you need to deal with this. If your dog's being possessive or very aggressive in the moment you're trying to take something out, this is a different situation. You definitely need a trainer in those situations. So with drop it, When I'm teaching a dog to drop it, what I do, first of all, is I find an item that's a little bit bigger, you know, that the dog can get in its mouth, but it's a little bit bigger. It can't just hold on to it comfortably. So a larger size, maybe rawhide or bone, that's a little bit bigger. Some of those have the big knots. I know with a tennis ball, my dog could hold a tennis ball forever. So they make a tennis ball that's about the size of a small softball, and you could put that and let your dog get that and hold it. So with your dog on the leash, you'll take your dog, give him that item, let him go grab the item, and then you'll hold your dog into an upright position where they can't lie down with the item. So in other words, they have to be either in a sit or standing, and you'll say about every 5 seconds, you'll just say the phrase, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. Now, the moment that your dog drops, and you can't let your dog drop down to the floor and play with the item or hold the item, you have to hold your dog up. That's, I wouldn't suggest either a pinch collar or a chain collar in this situation, just a regular collar or maybe even a harness to hold your dog up to be able to hold your dog in an upright position so they can't lie down with the item. The moment that they drop the item, you immediately praise your dog. You don't go after the item. If you go after the item, that's what creates the game. So the moment that that dog, that item drops out of the mouth, so this big tennis ball drops out of my dog's mouth, I immediately go toward him and I pet him. Good boy, good job. And I push him away from the item. So I'm physically loving on him, which physical touch is the biggest reward. So I'm physically loving on him and pushing him away from the item, kind of keeping him with the leash away from the item where he's not able to lunge toward it. And then I'll grab that item and then I toss it for him. You know, whether it's across the room or whatever, once he gets it again. Now, Oz is good about bringing it back. Beans sometimes does, most times doesn't. So I'll just physically, again, grab the leash. I'll go to him or whatever, grab the leash, hold them up into an upright position where, again, either in a sit or a stand and start that process over. Drop it, drop it, drop it. The ball drops out of their mouth. Immediately praise the dog. Immediately praise your dog. Love on your dog as you push them away from the item and then pick it up and give it to him again. I typically do this in sets of 3 to 5 times, and then I'll do it no more than 10 times a day. Once you can get your dog to drop it with on the first or second drop it pretty consistently, let's say every time during the day, you know, all 10 times in the day, they drop it within the first or second drop it. Then you start to go to a smaller item that they can hold on to a little longer. And then you go to higher value items. Like, then it might be their favorite rope or their favorite toy that they do hold on to and that they can chew on, and see if you can get them to drop that. If they don't drop that within the first few days, I'd say about 20 to 30 times of doing this, they don't ever drop it. They continue to hold it. Then go back to the item before that they were dropping consistently. Work on that until they're super consistent about that, that they spit it out the first time you say it every time. And then you can go back to that higher grade item. Once you can get them to start dropping the higher grade item, you could even go to a higher grade. I've had a dog one time, I was walking her down the road, and I might tell this story in episode 52 as well. But we were walking by a pond and someone was fishing. Well, I didn't realize, you know, my dog had reached over and grabbed something out of their fishing gear. And I looked down and my dog's head is bobbing up and down. And I said, drop it. And half a hot dog came out of her mouth. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I loved and loved. And she's just kind of looking at me. And I loved and loved and loved on her. I couldn't believe she'd spit half a hot dog out of her mouth. Well, we walk another about 5 or 6 steps. I see her head bobbing again. I go, drop it. And the other half dropped out. That's why she was looking at me the first time, because when she dropped it, she still had the other half in her mouth, but she didn't want to chew it while I was down there. So when she did start chewing it, she did actually drop it. And she got lots of love. And you know, when we got home, lots of good treats and things like that. So it is something that if you are very adamant about teaching your dog to drop it. Now, remember, leave it is different, because leave it is to avoid the object altogether. And you can teach that if you're going to be walking your dog around the house on a leash, you could teach them to leave these particular items. I actually had one day, a lady had a poodle, standard poodle, and her dog was stealing the kids' toys. So it would go into the room and actually grab a toy and then just take off because the kids were going crazy. They would scream. They would run after the dog. You know, they'd be angry about it. The dog will get so much attention for this behavior. So what we talked about was when she was doing the homework, I would give her homework each night to do. She would actually put items all around the house that the dog could have and then half the items the dog could not have. So if the dog made a move toward an item that it couldn't have, it'd get a little correction. Nope. And then just go back into command like a heel or a come or whatever it is. But when it would ignore that item, it would get lots of praise. So she'd just be walking around the house. It would like looking at item, but keep walking. It would get lots of praise. Now, if it went after an item that it was supposed to have or could have, then she would go down and she would love and love and love on the dog in that moment, just to let the dog know that that's okay. You can have this item. And it really started understanding what it could have and what it couldn't have, and eventually stopped stealing the toys from the kids. Of course, you know, that took a little training on the kids' parts for her. But again, you know me, I always say you can't train kids, you can't train your spouse, so you got to train the dog. So she really worked with the dog to make those good choices. And that's really the whole point of Drop It, is that the good choice is that they actually spit it out of their mouth, then they get lots of love and praise and, you know, attention at that point. If you treat at that point, they would get the treat, all that. So, or the click, whatever it is, because that would be the motion, the thing that they would, they're supposed to do in that moment. So with all of that, in summary, today we did another how-to talk on how to get something from your dog's mouth. And you discovered several things not to do, and you also learned some really great things you can and should do. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion, and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review, because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer, and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.